The space age began 50 years ago this Thursday with this sound. On October 4th, 1957, the Soviet Union launched the first man-made object to orbit the Earth. Radio Moscow broadcast the news to the world.
As a result of intensive work by research institutes and designing bureaus, the first artificial Earth satellite in the world has now been created. This first satellite was today successfully launched in the USSR.
Sputnik broadcast this audio signature down to Earth. We heard it, and we weren't terribly happy about it. Paul Dixon is the author of the book Sputnik, The Shock of the Century. Dixon writes that Sputnik was a shock because we Americans had gotten a little complacent by the time 1957 rolled around.
We've been told for so many years, the United States won World War II, we came out of the Depression, we have great science, they're producing Salk vaccines, and we've got the color television sets, and we got cars with big tail fins, and we're the envy of the world. And all of a sudden, boom, and we're also thinking the Russians are inept. The big joke was that we didn't have to fear a suitcase bomb from the Russians because they didn't have the technology to build a suitcase.
What's your personal memory of October 4th, 1957, when Sputnik was launched?
On Sputnik night, I was a freshman in college, Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut, and I was walking across the campus, and a friend of mine stopped me and said, the Russians just put a rocket into orbit. He had it wrong, but... And we both instinctively looked up, and I went back, and I turned on NBC on the radio, and the NBC was playing the sound. And the line the NBC guy was using that night and the next day was, "Listen now for the sound that will forevermore separate the old from the new." And then you go beep, 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 beep. And about a week later, I heard on the radio, it's going to pass over New Haven, Middletown, and Hartford tonight about at twilight. And I went out in the football field, and I stood up, and I looked at it, and there it comes right across the sky. And I had this feeling of absolute astonishment. It was like I was... You know, I really felt that I was seeing the turning point in history. It was like being at the Battle of Hastings or the discovery of America or something. It was literally seeing it with my own eyes, and it really affected my life. I mean, I wrote about space. I was involved in some of the Mercury in the Navy as one of the Mercury recovery crews, and it just, although the Sputnik story has always been on my mind, and I probably started reporting the story 25 years ago and started talking to people who were there, and it sort of defined my life. You know, it was sort of something that defined my adult life. And my initial reaction was not fear, but I was saying, man, what a story this is going to be.
This was post-World War II, a time of economic growth, but also concerns about Russia as a growing superpower. This is what some Americans were thinking at the time.
Right. It gets the American people alarmed that a foreign country, especially an enemy country, can do this. And we fear this. We fear that they have something out that majority of the people don't know about.
It's frightening. We should find out what they're doing that we're not doing. And we should do something about it very quickly.
Russia's getting into space really bothers me because it's making the Cold War between the Russia and the United States, you know, more intense. You know, there's going to be more tension.
What people begin to realize, and politicians and newspaper people help them understand this, if the Russians can send this satellite, which is almost 200 pounds, which is huge by our calculation, 200-pound satellite that's going around an elliptical orbit, crossing the Monongahela and the Mississippi, that all of a sudden they're saying, well, wait a second, if they can do that, they can send a nuclear warhead into downtown Omaha if they want. And so our reaction to Sputnik was, I mean, one of my favorite ones is Stephen King, he's a young kid, and he's in a movie theater in Connecticut. He's watching one of these Earth versus flying saucers, and there's guys, and this is one of those movies where these aliens would come down and go to Malibu and pick up girls and take them back to space, you know, in bikinis. And they stop the movie, and King says, the theater owner comes out on the stage and says, boys and girls, the Russians have put a satellite in space. God save America. God save America. And then then the movie goes back on. And King says, he walks home that night, and he said, and he actually wrote this, he said, that was the beginning of the dread. That was the beginning of Stephen King.
At the time, President Eisenhower seemed to a lot of people to be somewhat disconnected. You write in your book, he's described as passive and unconcerned. At least that was the perception. Mm-hmm. What were his true feelings about the launch, and what was really going on there?
Eisenhower had a much larger agenda. In 1955, Dwight Eisenhower goes to Geneva, and he wants to argue for open skies.
This is satellite technology or satellite surveillance.
Right, right. We really want to have this open skies. We can overfly you. You can overfly us. At that point, the Russians said, absolutely no, we're not going to let you do it. It's espionage. See, what Eisenhower's thinking is, if we go up first and we are the aggressor nation, we are the ones going overflying the Soviet Union, then it's an invasion of the airspace. But if they go up first and cross our country first, then it gives us carte blanche to build spy satellites. And the other thing that's happening almost immediately with this is some politicians began to realize that the space race can be a surrogate for war, a proxy war. You'd have massive public works, massive new doses of technology. You'd have a couple heroes who will die a violent death, but on a launch pad, they'll be true heroes, or they'll be lost in space. And both countries have this sort of, you know, grandstand view of the whole thing, live television from the moon. And so instead of having a wargasm, as somebody once called it, where you push all the buttons, we end up with this theatrical race to the moon with astronauts and funny guys and tragic guys and Yuri Gagarin and the Russians putting the first woman in space. And so to me, that's what we're celebrating with the 50th. You know, if I was to say something about Sputnik, it would be to propose a toast to Sputnik.
Paul Dixon is the author of Sputnik, The Shock of the Century. Thanks for joining us on Weekend Edition.
Thank you, James.